dance with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Cleveland Browns mobile app or shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci from Radio Row, Super Bowl 48 here in Midtown Manhattan. Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio, and we are very pleased to be joined right now by Browns quarterback Brian Hoyer, who is here. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Vic. How you doing?
Good. All right, we got to start this off. Jennifer Garner was just here. Tough act for you to follow.
Sure.
But she was just here. You, like me and the rest of the guys who are kind of around here, that was impressive.
For sure, no doubt. I mean, for a guy from Cleveland, you don't see a lot of movie stars.
So, we don't see a lot of movie stars.
That's for sure, and it was cool. I mean, yeah. I can't wait to see the movie. I told her I hadn't seen it yet. And I'm looking forward to it. So,
yeah, no, looking forward to it as well. So give me some tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're doing in town.
Yeah,
and
just
kind of
seeing the sights. Kind of making a little vacation for my wife and I. And
cool.
I'm doing a little thing tonight with the NFL Alumni Association, and kind of a meet and greet. And there's a concert, and then obviously there's some of the parties and stuff. So it's fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Brian, Nathan Zagura here. Give us a little update on your rehab, how you're feeling, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. Rehab's going really well. They did a little piece on it on the Browns website not too long ago. Even since then, I've kind of, you know, made a lot of progress as far with you know, the running and some of the agilities and things like that. So definitely on track, if not ahead, and looking forward to getting back.
Brian Hoyer, our guest, Browns quarterback. We're in a little state of flux here. You know, Mike Pettine is now the head coach. The coaching staff is still being put together. Don't have an offensive coordinator in here yet. For you as a quarterback, how much can you piece together in this time about that you don't really know who's going to run the offense or exactly the style of offense it might be, but at least from any conversation you've had with Coach Pettine so far, if you had, to give you a feel for what's ahead for the offense and you?
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that much. You know, for me, at this point, my main concern is rehab, and, you know, we really can't talk football anyway, at this point. So, you know, I just kind of sit back and wait just like the rest of us, and then once we find out, first thing I'll do is have our video guys put some film of whoever is the new offensive coordinator on my iPad so I can take it home and kind of just watch. And then, you know, eventually you get to the point where you can have meetings and things like that. So, you know, to me, it's an exciting time. I'm very excited about Coach Pettine, from getting to speak to him from, you know, the little time I have. You know, he's a very fiery guy.
Yeah.
He talks about mental toughness, accountability, all things that I think we really need. And it's exciting.
Brian, as you watched the Pro Bowl, did you watch the Pro Bowl?
You know what? I was flipping back and forth. My wife kind of won out on the remote, and so it was kind of Grammys, Pro Bowl, Grammys,
I understand
Pro Bowl,
that delicate balance myself,
yeah.
But I'm sure you saw the highlights
yes.
of T.J. Ward flipping Josh Gordon.
I know, I'm looking at Josh right now. I'm making sure his knees are okay.
Yeah.
You know,
it was like, are you kidding me?
I couldn't believe it. But I don't know what was worse, him doing that to Josh or Derek Johnson hitting Jamal Charles, because – you know, that was a pretty big hit. It's just, I mean, it's fun to watch, but for us players, when you're seeing your teammates play your other teammates and things like that could happen, it makes you a little nervous.
Brian, what's your mindset now? Taking us back a year ago, this time, you had no idea you were going to be a Cleveland Brown,
sure.
I don't think, but
no. Eventually
you became one and you started off as third string. To know what and how different, dramatically different that everything is from coaching staff to perhaps the whole quarterback picture is, though, how do you look at your situation going forward with this football team? What's your mindset?
Sure. Well, first I got to get healthy. I mean, that's my main concern at this point. And then when it gets to that, I want to pick things up right where I left off in that Buffalo game. So, you know, I plan on being the starting quarterback. That's what I work on, you know, every day. That's what I'm working for to get back to. So, you know, that's my plan. You know, some things are out of your control, and I just worry about the things that I can't control. So, like I said, at this point, rehab to the best of my ability. When we get back to, you know, OTAs and mini camps and things like that, go out there and learn as fast as I can and perform, you know, as best as I can and go from there.
Brian, if Peyton Manning, at the age of 37, coming off the multiple neck surgeries, lacking the arm strength that he once had, guys like Drew Brees, if they've shown anything about today's National Football League, it's that a quarterback who is cerebral in his approach to the game, can make the quick decisions, can actually win oftentimes before the ball is snapped. And the one thing that I took away from the two-plus games that you started this year is that I felt in many cases you were mentally ahead of the defense, and that's why you were able to get the ball out a half second faster in the exact same offense than Brandon Whedon or Jason Campbell. Talk a little bit about your mental approach and the advantage you think that may give you over some of the other quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you talk about the cerebral part of it. It's a huge part of it, especially for a quarterback. You know, a lot of players in the field need to have that capability, but quarterback, it definitely gives you an advantage. And I learned from, you know, in my opinion, one of the best. Tom Brady, if he knows what you're doing, it's just a matter of those guys getting open, and he'll get it to the right guy. So I sat there and watched that for almost 4 years and kind of tried to develop my game after that, learn as much as I can about defenses, about how to attack certain things. And then finally get a chance to play and try to just, you know, put it to use and go out there and do it. So, you know, like I said, a big part of, you know, what happens next is find out who the offense coordinator is, find out his system, and then try to, you know, I compare it to, like, you know, going from Spanish to Latin or to Italian. So if it's something similar and you don't have to think too much after you call the play and you can go about your read, it really makes it even faster.
Brian, thank you so much taking the time to join us. He is Brian Hoyer, quarterback for the Browns. We're going to hear from Browns receiver Josh Gordon next here on Radio Row, Super Bowl 48 in Midtown Manhattan. Vic Carucci here, Nathan Segura there in Northeast Ohio. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.